friends, welcome to episode 63 of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. I'm your co-host, Emily.
And I'm your co-host, Charity.
For our 63rd episode, we have something for everyone tonight, Charity. We're reviewing Golden Child, a group that we've talked about quite a bit recently. I know we're both very excited for this comeback. We'll see if the boys lived up to our expectations. Full album, so we have a lot to break down with that. Then Astro released a new mini album. We've got some summer vibes on your way with that one. And to totally switch it up, the ladies of Dreamcatcher are back. The rock girls of K-pop have a new mini album out. So we're going to give you our thoughts on that. And then Jackson Wang, he hit us with another one, Charity. Oh.
Yes.
Jackson Wang released a new song and music video that has the internet buzzing. You know we're going to give our opinions on Jackson. We've got some interesting K-pop news for you this week, too. Something just came up today that I can't wait to discuss with Charity. Plus, we have our song of the week, all that fun type of stuff. Charity, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm visiting my family this week in Virginia, and I'm getting all kinds of snuggles from my little niece, so I'm having a good time. How are you?
I'm doing good. This has been a crazy week for me, so it's been a tough, tough week. If our amazing international queendom holds a lot of power. And by the way, if you don't know what the queendom is, if this is your first time listening, queendom is how we affectionately refer to the listeners of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. So queendom, if you wouldn't mind just sending some positive vibes, kind of healing thoughts and prayers my way. My dad has been sick and it was a tough week for us and my family. So send some good vibes and prayers our way. We'd appreciate it. It's been a rough week.
All the love for your dad.
Yeah. So thank God we have K-pop, right?
Yeah. Always
a distraction. Thank God we have K-pop. a really good distraction for me this week. This has been a literal lifesaver. There was no way we were going to miss the podcast. And my dad's actually our number one fan. My dad listens every week and he's become quite a K-pop fan, which just speaks to how amazing he is that he really actively supports something that I'm so passionate about. My dad is the reason I'm passionate about music. So, you know, hopefully this episode goes well and he'll enjoy listening to it. But thank you all in advance for your thoughts and prayers. Appreciate it. Let's keep things positive and keep it moving. So we talked about the queendom. If this is your first time listening to New York City K-Pop Queens podcast and you like what you hear, please give us a follow on social media, NYC K-Pop Queens, Twitter, Instagram. We're on there. We post some stuff and we love to hear from you. So don't be shy. Give us a follow. We'll follow you back. On Twitter, oftentimes we post poll questions because things come up on the podcast that we're interested in. We kind of, you know, want to know if we're the only ones that have this opinion. Is my opinion right and Charity's is wrong? You know, we have those disagreements at times and we're always just very curious as to what you all think. So if you want to participate, follow us on Twitter and please vote. This week's poll results are in. We had a few poll questions. Last week, we reviewed Dio from EXO's solo debut and we both loved it. I think we were kind of pleasantly surprised. It was such a cool vibe for him. And it got us into talking about, does EXO have the best vocal line in K-pop? Charity and I said we'd have to say yes. I don't think any other group is better than those guys, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So we asked the queendom. I was a little nervous about posting this, like that people would come for us just for posting a question like this. You know how stan Twitter gets.
Ooh, real passionate.
A little passionate. But honestly, no one was upset with the question. And 77% of you voted that EXO has the best vocal line.
Yep. It's because they do.
Yeah. Only 23% disagreed. Yeah. Again, I understand loving a vocalist or loving other groups because I wouldn't say EXO is my favorite group of all time.
Yeah.
But when you break down the singers that are designated in vocal lines for each K-pop group, EXO's the best.
They're exceptional. Like they don't have to be your favorite. Like you said, I love Shownu more than anyone. More than anyone. And Is he the best vocalist out there? Absolutely not. I love his voice, but I can recognize that even though he is my favorite, there are other vocalists like XO that are exceptionally better.
Yeah, exactly. It's not shade, but it's just like on talent alone, you judge it objectively. So and that's it. We have to call it because not only did we think that, but the queendom agreed. You all voted. 77% of you said EXO has the best vocal line. Thank you for voting. As I mentioned in the intro, we're reviewing both Astro and Golden Child tonight. Their albums came out on the same day. They were released this past Monday. So we were interested in which comeback you're most excited about. This one had a lot of votes and it was very, very close. So Golden Child is the winner, 54%, and Astro, 46%.
It's really close.
Very close. Golden Child edged out Astro. Their fans were excited for this comeback, which we're going to give our thoughts about in a few minutes here. Before we do that, we've mentioned the queendom many times already tonight. We can see where you're listening from. We have listeners in 141 countries now. So it's insane, the worldwide scope of this podcast. And I think it speaks to K-pop in general. That's not just because of us. That's K-pop.
Yeah.
It's international, worldwide fans from everywhere. It's really, really cool. We can see where you're listening from. So we want to give a queendom shout out to Ruston, Virginia, Sarasota, Florida, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Washington, D.C., White Lake, Michigan. Huge queendom shout out to our friends in New York. We see you. Just cause we don't shout you out every week, but trust, we love you. We see you listening in Brooklyn and Manhattan. We love you. Scarborough, Ontario. Queendom shout out to Mecca, Saudi Arabia. We see you listening every week. We're blown away. Thank you so much for being part of the queendom. Mirassol, Sao Paulo, Brazil. Paris, France. Croatia. And queendom shout out to our friends in Sudan. We're so grateful to have all of you listening. Hopefully you like what you hear and you come back. If you want to say hi, slide into those DMs, NYC K-pop Queens on Twitter and Instagram. Okay, Charity, I'm ready to get it going. Let's go. Golden Child, the men of Golden Child. Big comeback this week, a full album, maybe aptly titled Game Changer. The single was called Rap Pom Pom. Let's talk about the song and the music video. What do you think?
Loved it. They did not let us down. Burn It was so great. I love a Latin flair song, as anyone knows. So this was right up my alley. I really liked the beat and the percussion in it. I thought it was really catchy. And it immediately had me dancing around. I loved it. And I have to say, I was shocked when Bowman started rapping. I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
So good.
And Tag, Bowman raps and Tag was singing. They totally switched. It was a,
Oh my God. I love
twist. It. Twist. It was a twist. I was not expecting that either. I was completely like, whoa.
I want to hear your thoughts on the song because I feel like the music video is going to take a minute to break down.
Yeah, I like it, but I'm going to disagree with you a little bit. I didn't love it. I like it.
Okay. Okay.
If I was comparing it to Burn It, Burn It's far and away better to me.
For sure. Yes.
The sound of it. I thought this was okay. I liked the Latin sound. I thought it was cool and they were really smart to incorporate choreography, Latin infused choreography. Yeah. I thought their choreography was on point. I love the choreography for this song.
They added like tango choreography to it, which was really cool.
It was really like really well done as far as the choreography. The concept, when I heard the song, I didn't picture the music video, right?
No. Well, even with Burn It, like that was crazy video that did not really fit the song.
I don't know though, because Burn It is a dramatic song. Like we're in this together. True, This song reminded me almost like Omega X Vamos, like a party Latin song. And I think the Ra Pom Pom they said is like the beating of your heart. So I kind of, when I heard the song, I pictured something very different. The music video though, I will say, I think, you know, they have a concept going. This is, it felt to me, did this feel like a continuation of Burn It to you?
So I thought it was, but that one was zombies. This one seems like more like nuclear space stuff. So it seemed like it had the same kind of apocalyptic end of days vibe to it, but I don't know if it was related. I don't know though.
Okay. No, but it reminds me of like sometimes in like those zombie movies and post-apocalypse type of vibe, it'll start like present day and then they'll be like, then the zombies took over and people come out of a bunker like years and years later. So there's more modern technology and like cars flying around and stuff.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. No, it definitely seems like it could relate to it. I just wasn't sure.
Because it's too similar otherwise. Why would you have your next lead single also be this post-apocalyptic fighting for survival? It's too similar otherwise. They have to be connected. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I guess we should give him a little backstory about the video. So in the video, like we said, it's some kind of explosion happens, nuclear, radioactive something. There's some kind of reactor that's emitting stuff that's harmful that they need to wear an oxygen mask to go out in. And Dayal, who's the leader, goes out to try to shut it down himself. There's some code you have to put into this reactor to shut it down. It's being guarded by these people with guns. So he goes out. He gets shot at. Y follows behind him to help. The guards are shooting at them. Y gets hit. So then Dayal takes off his oxygen mask to put onto Y so he can go forward. So he goes forward to try to deactivate this thing. And as he's doing it, he gets shot. He's able to deactivate it while still being shot. Y goes to get him. And you kind of think that he's dead. Like, that's what seems to happen.
Yeah, it's dramatic. But then,
it's very dramatic. So when he got shot, I was like, like, I gasped. And I was like, no, he can't die. So at the end, basically, everyone walks out. The air's fresh. The darkness that it was over them, this cloud is lifted. And then you think that Dayal is dead. And then it zooms in on his hand and there's movement in his hand. So clearly he's still alive.
He could survive this. I don't know, though. He got shot a lot.
He did. That's why I thought he was dead.
Like, and it also, like, and you all know how much I love dark stuff. I love dark stuff, concepts and the whole thing. But this wasn't my vibe. It just felt so, like, the image of an atomic bomb and the imagery of him being shot with the blood and everything else, it was too much for me. I was like, this isn't... It just didn't work for me as well, again, as Burn It did. That was a dark story, but it kind of went with the song. And the violent imagery, this time, it just didn't work for me. Something in it was a little bit like, eh, this feels like too much. And again, maybe because the song felt a little bit more lighthearted, a little bit more like, let's dance.
And imagery it was like a the weird world is contrast to have that song with this imagery for sure. I do have to say that I like how they do these kind of cool concepts, even if it doesn't really fit with the song. I applaud them for going for it, you know?
Yeah, they do like movies.
They look very engaging.
Yeah.
I get very invested watching it. Whether it goes to the song or not, I'm invested.
Clearly, the way you described it, you're like, and then. It's like someone who just watched this movie and they're telling people about their favorite scenes. I would probably not give the movie a great review. But that's where it's hard because I do like the song, but the video didn't work for me. Let's move on and talk about the album, though, because they gave us a full album. There's subunit songs. There's even a solo song. And then, of course, group songs. So I want to talk about, you know, what songs stood out and kind of break down the album.
Okay, so you weren't big on Ra Pa Pum. Did you like anything?
I like the song. Okay. I like the song. I just don't like the music video. And I think concept-wise, they missed the mark for the lead single off this album.
Were there any favorites on the album that you liked?
Yeah, I loved Fanfare because that gave me like the bass line I was craving.
Yeah.
I think what confused me is the intro sounded like, you know, hard EDM. It's kind of what Golden Child was known for when they came out. And then we go into this Latin sounding song.
Yeah.
And then there's some other songs. I'll get into kind of my whole dissection of the album, but there wasn't concept wise. I was just confused the whole time with this.
Yeah.
There's a lot going all over the place on the album. There's songs that don't work. There's songs that it just isn't cohesive in any way, shape, or form, including the lead single and music video. Like, I like the song. The music video and concept didn't quite work for me. I think Fanfare is a good song. Like, that was the bass line I was craving. When that came on, I was like, okay, here we go. And in similar fashion, I thought Poppin', which was a subunit song between Y and Jang Jun, Love the beat. It's such a groove. It's like such a vibe. It just made me dance right away. I loved those songs. Some of the Subunit songs were okay. They have one, I think it's called Singing in the Rain. It's nice, but it reminded me of NCT. They did a very similar song on the Resonance album in 2020. So I felt like I like this, but you know, I've heard this before. And then there's a song that I genuinely do not like. And if you like it, I apologize. This is my opinion, but Bottom of the Ocean is one of the worst songs I've heard on a K-pop album in a long time. It sounds like a rejected Jonas Brothers song from 2005.
Oh my God, that's exactly what I wrote.
Right? Okay, I was like, there's no way Charity likes this. I'll try to be nice and preface. If you like it, we're probably going to fight right here. Is that what you wrote?
I wrote that it would sound like a Jonas Brothers reject song from the mid-2000s.
And this is why we do the podcast, ladies and gents. Like, that is so... We've had this a couple times. Yeah. Like last week or a few weeks ago, I referenced a Korn thing. Like we
yes, I just saved it. Yeah.
We keep writing the same notes, which shows you like our scope of music interest.
That is hilarious.
Doesn't it though? It's funny.
Yeah.
It's genuinely like I'm not being mean. You guys, this is a bad song. Yeah. Like it's a bad song.
Oh my God, that's so funny though.
Well, but that also shows that it's so obvious that we both picked up on that and wrote it in our notes. Yeah. Like, this is a bad song. And I don't know why on earth it's on this album. It doesn't fit the tone of the rest of the album.
Yeah.
I guess they were trying to do an English song, but this just completely misses the mark on everything. Yeah. When it came on, I was like, what the F is this? This is so bad. And I listened to it multiple times trying to, you know, maybe I'm in a better mood now or no, like there's nothing. You guys, I'm telling you, this is, I can't think of a song that I've heard on a K-pop album that I dislike more than this song. And it's just such a bummer because I genuinely do like Golden Child. I mean, we gave them an amazing review during K-pop Superfest. That concert, they killed it. Like the talent's there, but the album was just kind of all over the place. So I can't give it like a great review, but I do like those couple songs. Fanfare, Poppin' are great. What were your standouts?
I really liked the intro, Game Changer, because to me, I thought it was going to set the tone for the rest of the album.
Yes!
And it kind of went with this ominous movie score, which kind of went with the video. So that's what I was expecting from the rest of the album. It didn't go there. There's no vocals on it, but it just had this very like ominous.
Dun, dun, dun.
Movie score.
Yeah, here we go.
So that's what I was expecting. Then it went into the Latin song, which I really liked, but again, it didn't go with this first song.
Yeah.
Then we have Bottom of the Ocean, which could probably stay at the bottom of the ocean.
Leave it.
It wasn't the best. It literally, just like you said, sounded like a reject Jonas Brothers song.
Yeah.
Fanfare, I loved. I really loved that. It had like that disco vibe to it. Mm-hmm. And it had like bass and horns, which were amazing.
Yes.
I loved I Know, which was a beautiful ballad. My favorite Subunit was Game with Tag and Jibon.
Yes. But I did like that one.
Fun and catchy. Kind of had another disco feel to it.
No, you're right. Yeah, I agree.
And then
like
Poppin' was with Y, like you mentioned, and Jang Jun. It had a very 70s funk sounding to it. It was really fun.
Yeah.
So you have these subunits that clearly have this kind of disco funk 70s vibe going to it, but then the other songs don't really match it.
No.
It was all over the place, but not in like a cohesive way that makes sense.
Yes, because you can do like every song on the album doesn't have to sound the same.
But yeah.
We've talked about it on the podcast. There's certain songs, there's certain albums that really just fit from the beginning to end. Yes, this is all one piece. This sounds like a bunch of random singles they put on an album that were recorded at different times that are a different feel. It just isn't cohesive. I'm a little disappointed because the last mini album I really, really liked.
Yeah, the last mini album was better. See, the song, I still really like the song. I love a Latin song. Is it the same as Burn It? No, but it did meet my expectations for the single that I had. But the album there were songs that I really liked, but it didn't work for me as an album itself.
It's not a no skip album.
Yeah.
And I will say, like, the single Rap Pom Pom has grown on me. I don't think it's great, but it's good. Like, I'm not skipping it when it comes on. Like, yeah, it's a good K-pop song. Yeah. There's nothing bad about it. I think what kind of made me judge it a little bit differently was the music video didn't vibe with it the way that I was picturing. It made me take a step back, which has nothing to do with the song. The song itself isn't that bad. Just a kind of a mishmash of an album. There's some good, there's some not so good, and then there's Bottom of the Ocean.
Yes.
This is bottom of the barrel. Like, I'm serious. That is... And again, like, you don't have to do an English song. You don't have to. You don't have to, because obviously, like, you know, that's a song from an English songwriter. Yeah, you don't need it. You don't need it. You could leave that off. And to put it as, like, song number three, to put it at the first... No. Oh, no. What are you doing?
Yeah, that was not a...
It was tough. Before we talk biases, let's play a clip of the song. We've really talked about it a lot, a little bit mixed opinions. Let's hit the queendom here. This is Rap Pom Pom by Golden Child.
Really does make you dance. I really like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's, you know, it's fine. Again, I'm not going to skip it. It comes on. I'm like, all right, cool. let's talk about biases, though, because Golden Child is one of the rare groups where Charity and I have the same bias. Loyal Queendom members know we have drastically different taste in men. So our biases are usually complete opposites. But Golden Child, there was one member that just stood out to both of us. It was so clear. Let's talk about it now, though. Has your bias or record changed with this comeback?
Why is still my bias.
Okay.
But I did have a record change when I watched the concert. And I wasn't expecting it because Bowman really stood out to me during Burn It, that whole era. But during the concert they just had and during this video, so it just was reconfirmed for me, Juchan is now my wrecker. I still love Bowman. He's great. But Juchan, really, I could not take my eyes off of him during that concert.
I remember we were texting each other and you're like, wait a minute. Who is that? And we're talking about the concert we reviewed many episodes ago, probably a month ago, but it feels like forever ago. Right. It was K-pop Superfest, and there were a lot of amazing acts, and Golden Child performed. Yeah, and Charity and I were texting each other while we were watching it. She's like, who is that? Right. I'm like, there you go. That's it. So game changer.
That's definitely my change. But I still love Bowman, but definitely Juchan is the wrecker. But
he's moved in.
Why? The way he just took charge and was like, F this, I'm going to go help him, and took his oxygen tank to go outside. To like take it on.
Charity.
Like, yes.
Well, it's not like he did that. That was the story. Someone wrote
it. I know, but still.
It's not real. It's not real. Terry's like a bed. He was saving everyone's lives. Okay. Terry loves this movie so much.
I loved it.
Ray, he like, just took charge. Oh my God.
Did yours change at all?
You're so funny. You know, it's hard because it's still Y. I haven't lost any of my love for Y, but my record tag has gone up a lot. Like, ooh, to the point that it could be like a double bias. Like, I really am into him right now. So no huge change, but you know, they're almost neck and neck. This could be like a Chan Hyunjin situation.
Mm.
We'll see how things play out.
Okay.
Yeah, Tag, I love him. Love him. And I thought, like, his concept photos for this comeback, oof. Yep, I enjoyed it. Things that make me happy, those. speaking of concept photos, there's some Stray Kids concept photos out there too. But anyways, we'll talk about those later. I like can never not talk about Stray Kids. I just brought up Hyunjin and now my brain is on one track.
In case you guys didn't know, we're big Stray Kids fans. And Emily is especially a big champion to them.
Yeah, duh. Well, I had like a breakdown about a bias change for over a month that you all had to listen to.
Oh, I love it. That was the best content, I got to say. That was the best.
Oh, made a fool of myself for over a month. Like, literally cannot handle it. I have no words in my vocabulary, but I can't do this. It was bad. So apologies for bringing them up once again. I thought I could make it to the end of the episode. Could not do it. Anyways. Let's get back to what we're discussing, Golden Child. It's time for our favorite segment of the show, Charity. Queendom knows what it is. We know what it is. It's quiz time. So we've never done a Golden Child quiz. There aren't that many, but we found one. So if you would like to take the quiz along with us, the description is, or the link to the BuzzFeed quiz is in the description of the podcast you're listening to right now. We'll also post it on Twitter. So please go on Twitter, take the BuzzFeed quiz. It's fun. And let us know who you got. This is one that you should definitely play along with because you need to see some of the questions. We'll describe them like we always do, but sometimes it's easier to see for yourself. So pull up the link and play along with us. All right, Charity. This week's quiz is called Let's Find Out Which Member of Golden Child You're the Most Like.
Okay.
Okay, so which member of Golden Child we would be? Interesting. Okay. How would you best describe yourself? Easily amused. That was the most perfect. Easily amused. And Charity's going, I love that question. Like, I don't think Charity needs to even hear the other answers, but for everyone else, easily amused. Charismatic, resourceful, adaptable, level-headed, honest, creative, courteous, ambitious, or inquisitive.
I have to say, of that list, probably the most one I'm like is easily amused. But that just means I laugh a lot and I'm fine with it.
It's the best. It's the best. Think about it. Would you rather have a friend who's like, that's funny, or someone who genuinely like enjoys life and gets a kick out of things? I think that's a wonderful characteristic.
I can't help it. I find the most ridiculous things funny, but whatever.
It's a good quality.
What's yours?
I'm going to say charismatic.
Yeah, for sure. What do you do when you're bored, Emily? Watch anime, meet up with your friends, go on long walks, read a book, sleep, play with your pet, play computer games, exercise, play badminton, or order food.
I scroll through K-pop Twitter to see what's going on in the K-pop world, and I also watch K-pop videos. Since those are not a choice, I'm going to say play with my pet. I'm always checking in with what Freddie's doing.
Yeah, same. I always go annoy Bubba whenever I can.
Yeah, I just stare at him, and then he's like, ugh. And I'm like, okay, bye. But that's playing for us. Okay. In an emergency, you take action straight away without thinking. So picture you're in that music video, Charity. Yeah. That's what we're all picturing. You're in this video. There's an emergency. Yes. Okay. You take action straight away without thinking. You watch on while others take care of it. You stay calm and evaluate the situation. Keep others calm. Motivate people. Try to stay out of the way, find out who was to blame, offer to help, come up with solutions, or cry.
I've been in situations where crazy things have happened and I just go on autopilot and I just take action straight away and just figure it out. Like, I don't really take time to assess. I just action oriented just to get something done and taken care of. So I have to say that one.
I am the opposite. In those situations, I take a breath, stay calm, evaluate the situation.
Yeah. Okay. Now you have to pick an emoji, which I will try my best to
try to describe these.
It's content smiling emoji, shocked, laughing really hard, the cool face with the sunglasses, a little, what's that one, like ink? Like,
it's almost like when you're clenching your teeth, that smile, yeah. Like, ugh.
Ooh, yeah, that's a perfect way to describe it, what Emily said. Ooh, that smile. A smirk. Mind blown, you're
Is like your hand covering your face, like, oh.
Your hand covering your face, I guess, like, ooh, okay, like Emily said. Rolling your eyes or like the crazy eyes face.
With like the tongue sticking out, like, wah. Yeah. That one should be me, but I like the sunglasses one. I love that one.
I like the smirk one. I use that one a lot. Okay. I love it.
Your least favorite situation is when you don't have anything to do, when there's noise and you're trying to sleep, when someone uploads an unflattering picture of you. These are all making me mad. when you can't find your earphones, when someone insults your friend, when people make a mess, when your food is late, when you have to give a speech, when someone is mad at you, or when you have to talk to someone new. What is your least favorite situation?
When someone insults my friend, because I'm going to get into a fight.
That's charity, 1,000,000%.
Yeah, yeah. Which I do enjoy that, though, so.
Well, again, there's charity for you. First of all, I just want to say, when you don't have anything to do, that's my favorite thing. How would that be my least favorite? Oh, yeah. My God, that's my dream. Those are my favorite moments in life, are nothing to do. I can just stare at the wall. Please give me more of those. Although these are all annoying. Most of them are annoying. I'm going to say when there's noise and you're trying to sleep because, you know, living in a noisy city, there's oftentimes traffic or neighbors who make lots of noise at not great times. And that gets on my nerves.
Okay. Pick an ideal weekend getaway. And I will try to describe these pictures. One is like a big city, like New York City. The second one is like a farm in the middle of nowhere. The mountains on like a beautiful pond somewhere north where the northern lights are, like I assume maybe Alaska or
like Iceland.
Iceland. Yeah. A beach getaway, picture of a palm tree. Egypt, pictures of a camel and pyramids in the background. This almost looks like it could be like Ireland or Scotland.
I was going to say like English countryside.
English countryside, yeah. Like beautiful green countryside. A concert. It looks like a dock on a beach.
A dock on a lake. Like
a dock on a lake. Yeah. Sorry, a dock on a lake. And then waterside with brunch.
I'm going to say like a boat. Yeah, that's what that is. That's like on a boat.
On a boat during brunch.
Yeah. Okay. Oof. I don't know, charity. Many options here, but for some reason right now, I've had a stressful week. I just want to be on a dock on a lake.
Okay. I want to be at the beach under the shade.
Under the shade. Okay. Pick a style. Once again, we have to describe these, and these are hard to describe, so hopefully you're looking at it. The first one is wearing a hoodie with green smoke all over. It's very atmospheric. I'm not sure if that's a style, but whatever. The second one is khaki pants, a gray hoodie, and a backpack. The third one, plaid or checkered button-up shirt. Your next option is black skinny jeans with white sneakers. Next option, a black baseball cap with a simple t-shirt. Next, very formal, a full suit and tie with dress shoes, a watch, and a Burberry scarf. The next option is a black t-shirt, blue pants, white tennis shoes. Now we're moving on to maybe a grungier look, like a stocking cap, gray hooded sweatshirt with a brown coat. The next option is brown boots. That's what that picture looks like. That's the highlight of that picture. And your final style choice, it's a plain t-shirt, just t-shirts in different colors, but they're all plain.
I think I'm going to go with the black skinny jeans and white sneakers.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Ooh, I am most like Jaehyun.
Ooh la la.
Right? Nice.
Well, don't get jealous, but I'm most like our bias.
I can see that though.
Yeah.
100%.
No, you're right. Every once in a while you pick biases that are like, you know, we've talked about this. Are they like your personality or the opposite of your personality?
Yeah, yeah.
I agree. This one, yeah. There's a reason I like why. I'm like, there I am.
Right? Yeah.
Awesome. That was a fun quiz. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Sorry if we confused you with our descriptions, but we wanted to make sure to do a Golden Child quiz. So let us know who you got. And thank you to whoever created that. Thank you, BuzzFeed. We appreciate it. All right, let's move on. The new music has not stopped. The Men of Astro, new mini album called Switch On. And the single from this mini album is called After Midnight. Different vibes here, Charity. What do you think of this one?
This one was more just like a fun disco summer song. Wasn't my favorite of theirs, no, but it was fine. And the video matches the sound. You know, there's parts of them dancing with like disco choreography on like a disco looking floor. And then the other parts, they're running next to the beach having fun. You know, it's a solid song for the summer. It was fine. What did you think?
Yeah, we're opposites this week. Oh. I loved this. I love it. It's like summer isn't over yet. Here's another summer bop from a K-pop group. It's feel good music, you know. Yeah. It's a real feel good, happy, fun song. The last comeback that they gave us, the music video, visuals, and music, you know, was a little darker. We got something a little bit different from Astro this time. And I actually dig it. I like watching their interaction when they're dancing. I just felt like it was fun. They enjoyed what they were doing, you know?
Yeah.
Like you could feel that. They were having fun with it. I loved the visuals. Bright, happy. There's one part where they're in front of this flower wall that is so stunning. Oh my goodness, it's gorgeous. And I like the song. I think Moonbin has such a great voice. When he comes in, it stands out to me. I think vocally, he's the standout in that group. Love the choreography. I liked this a lot. I thought, oh, all right. It's not groundbreaking or earth-shattering in any way, but I enjoy, you know, happy, fun, bright songs like this. And I thought it was well executed. Let's talk about the mini album. This wasn't as long as Golden Child's. This was an EP, but they gave us some different stuff. What were your thoughts on that? Like, what are your album picks?
I really liked Footprint. I thought it had a really catchy chorus. Sunset Sky, I loved an acoustic guitar ballad. Like, come on.
Yes.
Their voices sounded so beautiful. Beautiful, just gorgeous. And I really also liked My Zone. I thought that had a great dance beat to it. And I really loved the raps. I liked those songs better than I liked the single.
Okay.
But overall, it was a fine album, you know? Like, it definitely fit together. It was way more cohesive than I feel like Golden Child was.
Yeah.
I still like Rom Pom Pom better than any of these songs, but I still liked it.
I loved it. Yeah. I'm definitely Team Astro this week because to me, this was a really easy album to listen to all the way through. I liked certain songs more than others, but there wasn't a skip that I was like, wow, no, thank you. I love After Midnight. I agree with you. I think Sunset Sky is the song on this album.
Yeah.
It's what like K-pop fans would call a healing song. Mm-hmm. It's really soothing and nice. It just has a wonderful sound, and they can showcase their vocals.
Yeah.
I also really liked Don't Worry. I like the concept of it, and it could be because of, you know, what's going on in my personal life, but there was something so nice hearing a song that said, like, I've got your back, don't worry. It just, that was a song that really, for me this week, resonated. It was just a lovely song. But yeah, there's not a bad song on this album. Waterfall is a really nice mid-tempo pop ballad. I like this album. I like what they did. And it's different from what we heard from them last time. It works. I think if anything, this made me more of an Astro fan because they were relatively new to us, you know, with that last comeback. So
yeah,
this was kind of fun to watch more of them and get to know their personalities more. Let's talk about our biases. Any bias change for you?
No, still Moonbin. I love him so much. And I don't usually go for vocalists, but he is just... I'm sorry. I don't know who else could be my bias. And I still really love Jinjin, but definitely Moonbin, hands down.
He's just such a vocalist. Like, again, like he's not my bias, but he stands out vocally when he comes in. There's just something like, there we go. There's like, he's a really strong vocalist. I'm with you. There's no bias or record change. Eunwoo is for sure my bias. Like, it's like you. This is a group where like our taste is so obvious. Because I can look at them and pick your bias. Yes. There's Charities.
That's what you did too.
Yeah. I knew Moonbin was your bias. Eunwoo, it's my bias. 1,000,000%. And my record is still Rocky. I love him. Mm-hmm. When you watch their live performances, he brings such an energy to the dance and to the performance. He's just kind of like a happy pill. I like his energy. But I like this whole group. I think they're fun. They're likable. And this was a really nice release. Yeah. I like it. I dig Astro. And I know I talked about it last time, but I also just love the name Astro. There's something about that that's really like cute to me. I don't know. Astro is a great name for a group. So I vibed with this. Let's play a clip of After Midnight and see what the Queendom thinks. This is the latest from Astro. I'm fine, I'm fine.
get you in the mood for summertime.
Yeah.
It's a good summer song.
After midnight. It's just like very pleasant. I love it. It's happy. Yeah. Congratulations, Astro. That was a really nice comeback. My crush on Eunwoo has gone up more and more and more. Yep. I really bias that man. And this was a fun release. Now it's time to completely switch things up. We go from fun, bright, happy, Astro, summer, you know, healing ballads to Dreamcatcher. Now, the title is Summer Holiday of their mini album. I don't want to go on this holiday.
I don't either.
Okay. And this has nothing to do with the music. We're going to break down the music video. Like, the music's good. We'll talk about the songs. But this is like a freaking nightmare vacation. I am not going, Charity. We are not going to. Nope.
Wait, I just have to say, love their sense of humor. I love their sense of humor that they're naming this album Summer Holiday. And then they're like, our first single is called Because.
And it's scary. And the music video is scary. Dreamcatcher has a very specific aesthetic and vibe. And I think that's smart because they're going to have fans that really connect with them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not for everyone. So the mini album is called Summer Holiday. The single is called Because. You hinted at it, Charity. What do you think of the song and the music video? Let's talk about it.
Well, I love it. I love Dreamcatcher. So I knew this was going to be a good comeback because they have such an identity. So I was ready. The song itself has a very underlying, eerie sound to it. The bridge especially sounds really creepy, but I mean that in the best way. And there's one part of the song where the strings kind of make this screechy sound that you hear in a scary movie before someone dies. That quintessential electric rock guitar that they always have in their songs came in the chorus, which I loved. I love their songs because it's always like this rock edge to it. And then you wrap up the song at the end with this eerie sounding music box, which again, no, time to
you.
Die.
No, so, thank you. I don't want to. I don't want to. No. I know. Like, I don't want to. I don't want to do this. No, thank
you. We haven't even got to the music video, but tell us about your thoughts on the song.
No, I agree with you. Like, my whole thing with Dreamcatcher, and when I heard the song, I thought the rock girls of K-pop are back.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. I mean, they're badasses. Excuse my language. But like you said, they have a very specific sound.
Mm-hmm.
I like the song. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a good song. I love that there's a really nice switch up in the chorus that I enjoyed. It's a good song. I liked other songs on the album a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a good song. We have to talk about the video. Okay, just so you guys know, this music video is like a horror movie. So get ready. You're checking into a vacation where they're going to make you a doll and keep you captive. It is not fun. There's a scary carnival, a broken down carnival.
Oh.
Like, no, this is not. I really, that imagery of scary, like broken down amusement parks, I hate that. Scares me. I'm not into it. I like dark stuff. Y'all know that. We love like dark vampires. That does not scare me. That's fine. But this was not, these girls are scaring me.
And then one of them chokes the other one in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, well, that's nice. There was one shot that I did think was like visually stunning where they're dancing on the black and white checkered floor. And
Oh, yeah.
They have the red outfit on and they're on the bottom and just floating above them in the complete like mirrored reflection almost is them in the blue outfit.
Yeah.
It just would look really cool.
It's cool. It's very fun house. It's very alter ego. It's very like the dolls that are going to replace you. There was a lot going on. But yeah, visually, again, just because like it scares me doesn't mean it's not good. And visually, there's a lot of really cool stuff in this video. I did think the visuals were stunning.
Yeah, they looked amazing. They're so beautiful, even if they are creepy.
Yeah, it's just not my vibe. Like, I don't really want to do that.
Yeah, I'm not going on that vacation.
I'm just going to stay home. I mean, I'm sure they're nice. I'm sure they're nice girls, but like, I have enough friends. I'd rather stare at the wall. Like, it's just not my vibe. So, no, thank you. I will not be attending, and I don't want to go on that summer holiday. Like, I want to hang out with Astro at the beach. I would rather deal with like all the stuff that Golden Child's dealing with in that video.
Yeah,
that to me is like better than this this because my Dreamcatcher video. This was scary. I don't know.
And there's not like anything super scary happens. It's just the creepy factor of it is really scary.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Were there any songs that you liked on the rest of the album?
Yeah, we need to move on. I'm getting nightmares just talking about it. There were. Like, I think Dreamcatcher's super talented. I would say my vibe, like the music I'm into, I'm not always into their style, but they're so good. And I thought they switched it up a little bit on this album. Airplane has a nice groove, and they kind of do a really good job of blending traditional pop with their rock style so seamlessly. Yeah. Like, it sounds K-pop, but then you hear, you know, rock drum comes in. You're going to have that electric guitar usually at some point. They blend it together really well. So even if you're like me and the kind of rock, their whole vibe isn't your thing, there's still K-pop elements that are wonderful within all the songs. So I liked Airplane. I loved All Day Long. That was a departure for me. I was like, what is this? I love it. It had horns. It had that great beat. It was so like 80s rock steady. I just loved that song. And that was such a pleasant surprise for me on this album. I thought they sounded wonderful in that ballad at the end, A Heart of a Sunflower. Yes. Like, they have all the weapons. They're beautiful. They're great singers. And they've carved out their own niche in this market, you know? But I think what's like the most telling, it's not just marketing. Like, these are going to be the rock girls of K-pop. No, like, they walk the walk. I feel like they really embody, this is who they are, not trying to be something else. It feels authentic. And they're just super talented. So, I mean, this is a great comeback. What were your favorite songs?
I loved All Day Long.
Right?
I love the bass line. So good. And I loved especially A Heart of a Sunflower, like you said. I like when they kind of show their softer side.
Yeah.
But I also liked that they added the electric guitar in the background. And I liked the juxtaposition of the soft ballad with this kind of rock element to it because it still stayed true to them.
Yes.
Which was perfect. I loved it a lot.
That's a great point. Yes.
Yeah.
And they do that. So even a song that feels like a departure, All Day Long, it still works. It still fits into the album. It doesn't feel like, where did this come from? They're so, so good at doing that. That's just a skill.
Well, they know who they are. Like, they're very confident in who they are as a group. And it's not fake. Like you said, they really embody it. So it's not like they're just going to throw stuff out there. Like, everything you do fits with their concept and fits with their sound. Even if it's a departure, it still fits.
It's still them. And they're not going to try to appease people to gain more fans.
Exactly.
Which we've seen a lot of in K-pop, you know, the past year. There's a lot of watering down the brand to appease a mass market. Dreamcatcher's not that group.
Yeah.
That would be the most shocking thing in all of K-pop if they ever did that stuff. They are who they are. And either like it or you don't, but no matter what, I think there's a level of respect for the artistry and for the music they're putting out. They're awesome. Again, like, it's normally not my thing. I can't argue that this is good music. And that music video gives me nightmares. So it was really effective with what they were trying to do. They're not like trying to be cute and pretty and I'm sitting here saying it's scary. Like, no, it's Dreamcatcher has a vibe. I'm going to be brave and suggest that we play we're going to play the single because I'll just try not to picture the music video. I'm going to think happy thoughts. This is Because by Dreamcatcher.
Like, the perfect song to play if you're going to have a creepy Halloween party.
That's true. Hey, yeah. K-pop Halloween, here we go.
Here we go.
We've got something for our playlist this year, that's for sure. Well, it's also just like, it's a song that, like, at first you could interpret the lyrics as being cute. They're in love with this person, but it becomes quickly apparent that it's obsession.
Yeah, very quick.
I own you. It's my breath. It's like, woo, there's some scary stuff happening here. I don't want to be the guy that they have a crush on. Little scary.
So good. Like, so good, though.
Yeah. Very good. Just dark. And yeah, there's so much room for that in K-pop too. Yeah. There's room for this, especially coming from girl groups. It's not cute or sexy. It's dark. But they manage to be cute and sexy while they do it. So there you go.
Talent.
Okay, we're switching gears again. So many different things tonight. That's why K-pop is so fun. So Jackson Wang, former member of GOT7, he's a mogul at this point. I mean, he's really building an empire for himself. And he's released a lot of solo stuff the past year. We usually review it because we're both big fans. And also just because the quality is ridiculous. So this week, Jackson released a new song with a music video called Drive You Home. This was blowing up all over social media. There was no way we weren't going to talk about it.
Yeah,
a lot of theories and a lot of stuff happening in the music video. But first, let's just break down the song and talk about the song. Charity, just go. I have so many thoughts. I can't even talk. What do you think?
So before I even knew that he sampled this song, like, for sure, I was watching the music video when I first listened to it, and I kept thinking, like, wow, this sounds like Drive by the Cars. Like, it sounds like he sampled that. And he did. It's kind of like a modern version of this song. It's so good. Like, it has this very 80s sound to it. It's all in English. I freaking love his voice so much. I love when he sings. So I loved it. I'll let you talk about the song because the music video will take a minute because that
was... Exactly.
Yes.
I also want to mention it's Jackson Wang and Internet Money. That's a big production group. They're amazing. So it was them that did the song. I think when you read the lyrics, it might be obvious that Jackson didn't write it because the first line is like, we fell in love on Gary Boulevard. So Gary Boulevard, I believe they're talking about the one in San Francisco. So I was like, okay, got it. This song is a movie. And what I mean when I say that is it evokes images in your head when you listen to it that are so powerful. The storytelling is so stunning. It's just stunning. Jackson has such a unique, amazing voice. We're broken records on that. I mean, he really does. The lyrics, you can feel them. And there's just something in it that I was in tears when I listened to it and thought, oh, I get what this is about. It's powerful. It's not overly complex, but I love stuff like felt like something from an 80s movie, felt something like You Never Lose Me. It paints a picture and you can feel it. And Jackson is able to communicate that vulnerability through his voice. He always does. And we've talked about it before. He's really good at that. I just loved the song. I loved the song. And I thought it was like, it was very sad. To me, it's about realizing the relationship's over. That moment when you realize you're done and you kind of don't want it to be, but you know it is. And let's try to take another drive together and hold hands and maybe that'll fix it. And it's just so, so specific. Yeah. It's so specific and heartbreaking. And I say it's like a movie because it brought those images, but also the lyrics touch upon that. Like they say, I think we live in a homemade video, but it's like you and I rewind to the lowest low. It's so relatable for anyone, you know, who's gone through heartache and breaking up and knowing you're done, but it still hurts. Even when you know it's right and it's time to move on, the realization of it between both parties is devastating. And I love how specific this story is in the song. I think the song is beautiful, completely heartbreaking. And I love the Cars sample. Drive by the Cars is a phenomenal song. We're going to put it on our playlist. We have a playlist that is in the description of the podcast every week. So every song we talk about, we make a playlist for you. So if you're like, oh, I've never heard that, who are the Cars? It'll be in this week's playlist. Check it out. It's a really cool song. Yeah, I love that song. And I thought, I used to date a guy that put that song on the jukebox in this bar we hung out at like every time. So I always think of that. It's a very specific memory. But it's a great song. And it was a smart sample. Jackson's voice is perfect on this. Again, he gets the emotion behind it. And then they do this music video. Okay, Charity, let's talk about it. The music video is next level, powerful.
Yeah.
Like Jackson's acting, direction, his storytelling keeps getting better and better and better. It's just phenomenal. Like the story of this music video. I want to talk about it and break it down because when I watched it a few times, I had different feelings of what's really going on. So it's
really?
So it seems like it starts, like the video goes backwards, right?
Yeah. It starts from present day.
Yeah. And you see him, you know, really struggling, getting into fights at a nightclub, covered in blood.
It starts at him starting an office job, a very benign, like boring office job. And he looks very happy and content in the beginning.
Yes. And then we see him on a street and then we, right? Yeah. And he's like passed out on the street and we see him in a nightclub fighting, covered in blood. And then you see him in this fiery scene on a highway screaming and crying. And, you know, you're starting to put stuff together. And then there's all these spliced scenes of him and this beautiful woman in a nightclub. Now the love story is here. So I think there was some foreshadowing. You could kind of see what was going to happen.
Yeah.
There was a car accident, clearly. And we see it. And we see him bawling out of control and crying. And
as he holds her.
Very emotional music video. So the very end of the video is the actual collision impact.
Mm-hmm.
Really sad. Really emotional. Very well done.
He's such a good actor.
Yeah. Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah. Like, if the song was a movie, this is like a blockbuster movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is insane. Yeah. It's insanely well done. But here's what I think happened. And I want to get your opinion on this because I could be totally off base. But the second time I watched it, I was like, I think he dies.
Really?
And I think she lives. And here's why I think that. So that first scene where he's working at a benign job, I think that's the afterlife. I think he's dead. And there's a picture of his girlfriend smiling on his desk. And I feel like he's content because she's still alive and okay. And I feel like all those scenes of him drinking and fighting, it's because he blamed himself for the car accident. She was probably like in the ICU or something. You know, she was in bad shape and he was out drinking his woes away. And I think he succumbs to injuries from a fight, that scene where he's like dead on the sidewalk pretty much.
Yeah.
I think she lives and he dies. That's my fan theory is that he's in heaven. And that was that first thing. Because the song lyrics too would go with that.
I didn't even catch that.
You know, like who's going to drive you home? Who's going to dry your eyes? Like who's going to take care of you?
Wow. My mind is blown right now. Okay. I did not even think, but now that you're saying that.
Yeah, watch it again. God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched it a few times, but I didn't even put that together. It's like when you watch The Sixth Sense and you're like, wait.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's it.
No, I think you're right. Because he would definitely put a twist like that. Like, I could totally see him doing that. That's intense.
Right? I think he said in an interview, like, he doesn't want to talk about the music video too much. Leave it to open to interpretation. So,
yeah. Wow. Oh my gosh.
I think
my mind
is
so blown right now.
Because that last scene doesn't make sense that, like,
I know. I thought that was weird. I'm like, maybe.
Like, he wouldn't, like, pass out and, oh, now he's over it. And he just keeps a picture of his dead girlfriend on his desk at his new weird, boring job.
Yeah.
It doesn't go. But, like, if that's heaven, like, he's dead and he's content because he's dead and he's content because she's alive. And that's my guess.
Oh my gosh. That is a good one. Wow.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Maybe she's not. Maybe she's dead too. And they're just like a couple in heaven or something. So they're both happy because they're dead. But like, I think for sure he's dead. I think for sure he dies.
Wow.
Right? Brilliant.
Yeah. Wow.
Brilliant.
He's so talented. Like this man, anytime he does a music video, it's like a movie. And I absolutely cannot wait to watch his videos.
Every time.
Because it is a movie. He is such an effing genius. He's so smart to have Team Wing to start this thing on his own. I'm just, oh my God, he's so talented.
He's a perfect example of somebody, sorry to interrupt you, but he's like the perfect example of somebody who takes hold of the opportunity in front of him.
Yeah.
And goes to the next level. Because I wouldn't say, watching GOT7, I wouldn't say Jackson's the most talented guy in that group. He blended into the group.
Yes.
He wasn't their leader, their center, their focus at all. So it's really inspiring to see, just because maybe you're placed within a certain mold at anything in your life, that doesn't define you.
Yeah.
You can be the biggest guy in the world. You know, you can be the biggest success, not only of that, but of like the whole music industry. You know, it's inspiring to see who he is as a solo artist. Because in the group, he just blended in. He was not the front man.
I was shocked when we first were able to review GOT7. I thought for sure he was going to be my bias. And Yugyeom jumped on out of there. And he's my wrecker. But you could have never told me that he would not have been my bias based on how much I loved his solo stuff.
Yeah.
But in the group, they're just all so talented. But his solo stuff is exceptional.
It's just next level. And it's, again, like when you're put in a group, you have to make sacrifices.
Yeah.
You might be the most talented person, but the people behind the group think that you should be this rapper that is in this role instead of, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
He has stepped into the spotlight and he is killing it. It's interesting to see GOT7 outside of JYP. They're all doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about all of the solo releases so far. I have to say, though, in my eyes, he's the standout.
Yeah.
His solo stuff's next level, and he's the creative force behind it. So even though this song, he didn't write this song and produce it and do it all himself, but he heard it and he had such a vision for this epic music video. And also, again, the vulnerability in his voice, the way he connects to the emotion in songs. And he has that like understated thing too with his songs, which is always opposite of the videos. The videos are big budget movies. He knows how to pull back his voice. It's just very impressive to me. I think Jackson's like, oh, such a talent. And this song, y'all know I love sad songs. So this is a song I've just been listening to with like tears streaming down my face. It's just like, yes, this is the song. Let's play a clip of it for the Queendom.
Yeah, we have to.
We've gushed about it enough. This is Drive You Home by Jackson Wang and Internet Money.
We fell in love on Gary Boulevard. Hey, with the sun coming down on the front of my car. Hey, felt something like an 80s movie. Yeah, felt something like you never lose me. So why we gotta check into the Heartbreak Hotel? Oh hell, you know me better than myself. I don't wanna go home, no way. Without you, ain't gonna be good for my health. And every road map leads straight to your heart. So I can't leave you tonight. No, not tonight. Cause who's gonna drive you home?
Such an amazing voice.
It's so, so beautiful. I love this song so much. It's just really cool. Really cool. And you know what else? We talked about the 80s sound. They did such a good job transitioning that into something modern. That beat is so cool. Really well done. Oof.
Good job, Jackson.
Yes. Shout out, Jackson. And Internet Money. Beautiful song. Amazing production. So thank you for that. Okay. Let's talk about some K-pop news. Congratulations to BTS. I feel like we say congratulations to them every week.
Yeah, right.
They're breaking records and doing amazing stuff every week. This week is no exception. Number one on the Billboard 100 for the ninth week in a row. They took out Olivia Rodrigo. Butter is now the longest running number one in 2021. So yeah, congratulations to them. Red Velvet has a comeback on August 16th, charity.
Ooh.
And get this, everyone. The title is Queendom. Right?
Love it.
So Red Velvet, they're clearly big fans. a fan album to us is what's happening. And we're so grateful. We can't wait to hear it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Legends just giving us a public shout out there. My goodness. I wasn't expecting it. I don't know what to say.
Wow. So touched. It's like such an honor.
Red Velvet. We didn't even know you listened. Like, it's amazing. So Shout out to Red Velvet, obviously members of the Queendom. We can't wait for that one. Your man, 10, is releasing a solo song next week.
I cannot wait. Charity. Oh my goodness.
These images.
I've been looking at those pictures. Yes.
Yeah. 10's growing up, let's put it that way. It's time for matures. The song is called Paint Me Naked.
All right. Well, I can and I will.
Where the F are the paintbrushes?
Yes.
Get out the paint.
So you all ask me twice.
You all have that to look forward to next week. It's coming out next week. And this was a total surprise. All of a sudden the pictures came out on Instagram.
Yeah.
Here we go. So that's going to be amazing. Speaking of new stuff, Stray Kids Stay Week ended with a bang. We had really cool YouTube content plus a V Live celebration. It was all really awesome and we loved it. I'm sure all of you stays did as well. And they also released a song teaser for a song off of Noeezy called Cheese. Loved it. I love it so much.
Love it.
They're coming so aggressive with this. What I love about Stray Kids is they always respond to haters and antis and maybe others in the industry that come for them. And the album Noeezy, you know, we've speculated with the way the font is written, it actually means noisy. And other groups and fans have called their music noise music. So let's go. Let's be noisy. And let's do an in-your-face song called Cheese, which can be, you know, interpreted in different ways. But I love it. The teaser was so cool. They started releasing concept pictures for the new album and Charity. We have red outfits, sexy vibe.
Down for it. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that, guys.
They're
really
clear. Stray Kids are listening too, apparently. Yeah. How many times have we talked about? I love it. It's red and black and sexy. Well, here we go. So thank you for listening, guys. We love you. Can't wait. This news came out today and it's a little weird. So, okay. Hybe, Kayoko Entertainment, and CJ are in the race for Lee Soo-man's shares in SM Entertainment.
What?
He holds 18.73% of the shares in SM Entertainment, making him the company's largest stakeholder. It's believed whoever acquires his shares will gain SM Entertainment management rights. Yeah. That came out like right before we recorded. So I want to talk about it. I hate it.
I don't think we need a monopoly because I don't think one vision of someone needs to be the landscape for all of K-pop.
That's like, what Hybe's trying to do.
PD. Yeah, you can't. I'm sorry.
No, Hybe's trying to form a monopoly. They're trying to buy out the competition. And Lee Soo-man is such an innovator in K-pop. Most of K-pop, a lot of this stuff, they were his ideas. He was the first one to do it. SM, they were the first company to do it. So the last thing the landscape needs is him to be taken out so Hybe can buy them.
Why is he wanting to sell?
I don't know if he does want to sell. I think this could just be kind of other companies trying to buy him out. I'm not sure because this is, again, new news, but I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah. Is that even legal? Can they have monopolies?
Apparently.
Why would that be okay? Why would anyone want that?
I don't know.
Yeah, that worries me because I don't think we need – I love you, Bang PD, but we don't need your vision for every single K-pop group that's out there. Let's have some room for competition. Competition keeps everyone on their toes.
Well, that's why they're just going to buy all the competition. They don't have to deal with it anymore. Because if you look at the numbers – NCT Dream's album is the biggest album of the year.
Yeah.
They're on SM. So, yeah, there's a lot happening. We'll see.
This is icky. I'm not a fan.
It might not be Hybe. Kayoko, which is currently most likely to acquire the shares, apparently, they could get them.
I just don't know why he wants to sell. Like, does he not have a choice to not sell?
Maybe he's just over it. He wants a break.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, the money would be astronomical for him.
Yeah. I wish we had that. So he'd go buy it.
We need to start a funding round. Charity and I will buy it out and we will keep SM as it is and just improve on all the things that are wrong. But we are not going to pastels at SM. Let's just say that.
No, don't do that. Come on. Go fund me so we can go buy SM.
GoFundMe, New York City K-pop queens. Buy out Lisa Mon. Prevent Hybe from a monopoly. Well,
yeah.
It's not that crazy, Charity. Not that crazy. Goodness. So that was some interesting news I wanted to kind of get your opinion on because I saw right before we went live and I was like, what the F? Okay. The landscape of the business of K-pop has changed so dramatically in the past year or so. It's hard to keep up with and it's really interesting. Anyways, another group that has a huge album this year, T-by-T. They are the first K-pop group to chart 8 weeks straight on the Billboard 200 with an album from 2021. You know, BTS tends to stay on the Billboard 200, but this is a 2021 album. And I think that just speaks to the strength of that album. You know, people are still buying it. I love that T-by-T comeback. That was so great. And they're coming out with something again soon. So, hey.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
Weekly. Weekly has a comeback. We're going to review it next week. But unfortunately, Ji-yoon will not be participating in the group's comeback schedules due to health concerns. And it's the ever-present anxiety. So... hope she can take all the time she needs to feel healthy and get back with the group. But we're excited for that comeback. And another not great news, Love has left Only One Of. That was surprising to many fans. You know, they're coming off probably their biggest comeback with Labido, Labi Labido. We didn't review that one, but it was really all over the place. Yeah. So yeah, he is leaving the group. And it sounded like from the announcement, it was pretty sudden. They said that they're going to have to rearrange the group schedule for the rest of the year and all. Wow. So something happened there. We have no clue, but we wish him and the group the best. That's always upsetting when someone leaves a group. It's like, oh, we've gone through it. We get it.
Oh, yes.
This weekend, Blackpink the movie, all the blanks. I know you're freaking out. We record this on Wednesday night, so it's Wednesday and Sunday. So obviously we're not seeing it Wednesday, but maybe Sunday something's going to happen. we'll let you know next week. But if you're a blank going out to see the Blackpink the movie, enjoy it this weekend. I noticed on social media that Jisoo has lightened up her hair. So yeah, she's coming for us blondies. Jisoo always has dark hair. I feel like we haven't seen her with blonde hair.
I've never seen her with blonde hair.
So that's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, Charity, what is your song of the week this week?
My song of the week.
It's hard. There were a few real standouts. This is a tough one.
Yeah, it was tough, but it has to be Drive You Home by Jackson.
Yeah.
So good. I had that on repeat way more than any other song. Yeah.
It's one of those weeks I have to agree with you. Yeah. There were other songs I loved that I could pick just to be different, but for the integrity of the show, this is the song I've had on repeat all week, and that I think is just amazing. I'll be listening to it long into the future. So congratulations, Jackson Wang. You've got the double song of the week here.
Yeah, we love you.
Yeah. So next week, I mentioned 10 Weekly and the Boys. This Boys comeback. Exciting. I don't know if y'all have noticed, but in some of the comeback pictures, they are posing in New York Yankees hats. So I feel like they're really coming for us with this comeback, Charity. Expectations are high.
Yeah.
We will see.
Clink, clink. We're ready.
Clink, clink. Oh, please. I'm always ready. I was out of control last week, everyone. Apologies. I got really into that vampire concept. I'm sitting over here.
Oh, it was a good one. It was a good concept.
Like every week I do something so ridiculous on this show. Oh my God.
It's fun. I enjoy it.
And yeah, people enjoy it. I listen to it. I'm like, what is wrong with me? But hey, at least we didn't talk about Stray Kids too much tonight. We're saving up for that comeback. Just wait.
Get ready. You've been warned.
Ooh, you've all been warned. That August 23rd. That's going to be a day in the history books. Anyways. Enough. I like space out because I'm thinking about all this weird stuff. You guys, I can't. That's when you know it's time to end the episode. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you for being part of the Queendom. We love you and we're very, very grateful to have this community of K-pop lovers like us who just want to have fun and talk about K-pop. If you're not following us and you want to say hi, you can find us on social media, NYC K-pop Queens, Twitter, and Instagram. Episodes come out every Thursday. So look forward to that. And I think that's it. With that, it's time to go. Have a wonderful weekend. Hopefully you're all staying safe and healthy. Charity, when will this COVID be over?
I wish tomorrow. I wish, because we need to go to some K-pop concerts.
Oh, it's just like,
yeah.
I think the reality, a huge shout out to everybody listening for your mental health right now, because I know I've been struggling with the thoughts of, are we going to another lockdown?
Yeah.
You know, it's just hard when you feel like you get vaccinated and hope is right there, and now everything feels a little bit darker. And I know for some people listening in their country, they haven't had hope yet. So they're not vaccinated, and this just continues. It sucks. All we can do is just try to stay healthy and be careful and wish, yeah, you know, that you're all able to stay healthy and find some pockets of joy in things like K-pop, because that's what we do. And that's definitely what I've been doing. Again, thank you all so much. I can virtually feel the love for sending good vibes my family's way. I appreciate it. It's been a tough week. And I want to give a shout out to my partner who told me, you know, we can postpone recording. We don't have to do this. This is a happy distraction during tough times for us, just like hopefully it is for our listeners. So I want to thank you all for being there for me right now, because I needed it this week. So I appreciate you, Queendom. And I love you so much, Charity. Thank you for being the best partner a girl could ask for.
Of course.
Through all of this stuff, it's really nice to have someone who has your back. And yeah,
always.
Enough cheesy emotional stuff for me. We will be back next week, Thursday night. Have a wonderful weekend. Love you, Queendom. Bye.
Love you guys. Have a great weekend. Bye.